Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All right, here we go on a Thursday. It's Cody and Gold, Alex Gold. Drew Nixon is back. We'll get into where Drew was yesterday. He, of course, is producing the show. Cody is out today. Jay Binkley is in. Odd timing, wouldn't you say, Drew, for one Cody Tapp not to be here today?
Interesting.
Constantly inviting us to poker games at his house. Today, not in the building. The day that the FBI is knocking on doors, Bink, for illegal poker games. It's kind of odd. Kind of odd timing, I must say.
Used to use that cheese, you know, as a distraction.
Wait, what?
Yeah, his world-famous cheese.
Wait, so you've gone over there and played poker. I have not played poker with Cody before. You've gone over there at his house and played in a poker game?
Yeah, but okay. Too interested in the cheese to play.
So you were busy looking at the cheese. Meanwhile, you're saying maybe your cards were being messed with. Okay.
Well, maybe, I don't know.
Okay.
Cody, what an X-ray table, I'll tell you that.
Cody, yeah, we're going to get to that. Cody's out today. We're, you know, for various reasons, not for poker games, obviously, but and we're just having some fun at Cody's expense here. He knew that was going to happen after the news of the day, which is how we will, of course, start the show. But you guys can always interact with us, 913-586-7965 on the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line. Video stream will be up and running momentarily on Facebook, YouTube, X, and Twitter. So make sure you guys subscribe to YouTube so you don't miss any of the shows here on 96.5 The Fan. All right, coming up 1 hour from now, Danan Hughes is going to join us, former Chiefs wide receiver. We'll talk Chiefs Commanders with him. Also, at 11:45, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes will speak right here on your home for the Chiefs, 96.5 The Fan. We'll also do a little fancy football discussion with Paul Charchian coming up at 12:30. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, there's no Cody Tapp today. It means there's no Professor Tapp. It means we have a substitute teacher or professor, and that professor today is none other than one Jay Binkley. I have no idea what lesson he has planned, but we will all find out together around 1:10 or so. He tells me he has a lesson planned for all of us. We will get to that later on. But let's start with the news of the day, not just in the sports world. It is one of the biggest stories, period, in the country today, and it centers around an FBI investigation around illegal poker games, sports betting rigged around the NBA. It involves a current NBA coach in Chauncey Billups, or current as in for now, not going to be a current NBA coach for much longer, a current NBA player in Terry Rozier, a current NBA assistant in Damon Jones, and of course, I think what they say, 28 other defendants tied to four organized crime families. It is a massive scandal. It is, if you're Adam Silver, If you're Roger Goodell, even though this one doesn't involve the NFL directly, if you're Rob Manfred of Major League Baseball, this is the kind of stuff that you fear every single day. The optics of the integrity of your sport being in question, and understandably so, after something like that today. Like, you know, if you listen to this show or have followed my Twitter handle and for many, many years, and I do the betting show on the station, all this, I'm obviously an advocate for sports betting and got a lot of thoughts on this today. And I welcome your guys' input as well on the text line. We can even take your calls today at some point if you want, 913-586-7965. But this is the nightmare stuff for the league, Spink, where let me make sure there's some clarity on exactly what happened today. There is Chauncey Billups, the Portland Trailblazers head coach. He's been charged in an illegal poker operation, so separate from the sports betting. Then you have Terry Rozier, the Miami Heat guard, former Cavs player and assistant coach Damon Jones, in a separate but related illegal gambling case that's actually tied to sports betting and fixing specifically with prop bets, specifically unders around a player. So the link between why the FBI today had the press conference announcing both, the link is the organized crime link to the organized crime families that they are alleging. So I just want to clear that up because I said this with Bob and Dusty. I was on with them already, Bink. And there's people are kind of putting the two together as if the whole thing is a sports betting case. It's not. One is illegal poker games, allegedly, and the other part is sports betting. So I just want to make sure there's some clarity there. But this is the biggest story of the day, Bink.
It is, because it involves everybody, because huge NBA fan or not, you probably dabble in the sports gambling because it's there and it's available. The poker thing is completely separate, but how many people have gone to the poker games? Now, clearly not the big
money. We're talking about like high dollar poker games. I mean, in this press conference today, the FBI alleged.
But they are separate. I mean, the poker thing's one thing. The NBA is a more troubling thing to me.
Well, sure, and that's the angle we'll talk more about. Yeah. But on the poker thing, yeah, it's alleged that essentially Chauncey Billups, current head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, they show him as a face of the operation, as in he was used to lure poker players in, and they allegedly had like X-ray glasses, tables. They had
the card shop. Which is bad, because you're an acquaintance, you're in the NBA making all this money, or right. You're on the side, and Chauncey's saying, hey, you want to come over for tonight?
Card shuffling machines that were, you know, rigged as well. That's what's all alleged in this. And yeah, he's a NBA Hall of Famer. And then you have the sports betting side of it. This is just some of what the director of the FBI had to say today.
But as you now know, individuals such as Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier were taken into custody today. Former, current NBA players and coaches. What you don't know is that this is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years. The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals today responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing. Not only did we crack into the fraud that these perpetrators committed on the grand stage of the NBA, but we also entered and executed a system of justice against La Casa Nostra to include the Bonanno, Gambino, Genovese, and Lucchese crime families.
Just wild stuff this morning to hear that and the link to the NBA. Now, the details on the sports betting side, because I think that's where more people are interested, frankly, than illegal poker games. I'm not saying it's not a serious crime, but I think our audience is more interested on the sports betting side of it and the impact that it has on the integrity of the NBA and our view on the NFL and our view on the Major League Baseball. It was reported as well, I think, from ESPN earlier today, that here's what happened with Rozier going back to March 23rd of 2023. It was a Hornets-Pelicans game. And all of a sudden, there was an unexpected surge of bets, including 30 wagers in 46 minutes from a professional bettor totaling $13,759. Came in on the under for Terry Rozier's points, under on his rebounds, under on his assists. And that at the time caused sportsbooks to halt betting on his props. Then, at the time with the Hornets, he played 10 minutes in the game before leaving with a foot injury. And that right there is the biggest issue right now with the prop betting market, and where I think if you're asking like what can be done to avoid this in the future, and what the leagues have to be careful of. Because here's the reality, and I get it, and I can defend it for the most part, but I understand the optics, which is if I'm a bettor and I bet on a player's over and it doesn't hit, what do you think now the reaction bank is going to be from everybody that bets or a lot of people that bet? Oh, maybe he intentionally didn't make a shot tonight. The fact, I'm not saying that's what's happening with every player by any means, but that's what today, once again, is open back up. You know, even tonight in an NFL game, it's much more challenging to do this in an NFL game. But if, you know, I'll just throw out a name randomly. Keenan Allen, your guy, Bink. Keenan Allen drops a touchdown pass tonight.
Why's it gotta be him?
I don't know. It's your guy. Keenan Allen drops a touchdown pass tonight. There will be somebody on social media or whatever, and they're going to say, oh, did he intentionally drop that touchdown pass? This is what should annoy all of us with this conversation. And I totally get why that will be people's reaction. I'm just saying it doesn't mean every single bet now is rigged. However, what has to happen to me, if you're the leagues, if you're Adam Silver, Roger Goodell, Rob Manfred, if you're the sportsbook partners, who also, by the way, believe it or not, were victims in this because they lost money on this as well. I know people don't believe that, but they did.
The casino's going to be pissed.
You have got to have a real conversation, and if you're Adam Silver, immediately pressure sportsbooks and say, hey, the unders are not going to be prop bets that we offer. They have to pressure these sports books. I think you're going to start to see legislation state by state that has legal sports betting. You're going to have some representative in Kansas, it would not surprise me, next session, that tries to introduce legislation, and understandably so, that says we're going to either limit the type of prop bet or try to ban them altogether. And I totally understand that that's the thought process. The NBA is the league in particular that has the biggest issue, Bank. Right? The NBA, this goes back to way before legalized sports betting as well. The NBA, it's an more individualized sport. It's way easier to, quote unquote, rig player props.
Especially with injuries. That's the big thing. Because you can sit out. Say, hey, it's bothered me, and then you sit out the rest of the game. That's big. Or you see now all the videos involving certain players just throwing the ball away, inexplicably throwing it into somebody else's hand. You can miss shots. You can do a lot of things. But you're going to see a lot of the videos now because people are searching back at it. Man, I just lost, you know, $1,000 on this game. And they'll go back and look at that and watch the player in that particular game and see what happens. But, yeah, unfortunately, this is what people are going to be blamed for. They just innocently lose a ball, you know, fumble football or a ball bounce off your foot. People are going to think it's rigged, like you said. That's the unfortunate part, is the trust. Like, that trust gets broken. And then all of a sudden you start blaming players that are just doing innocently, you know, they're really legitimately hurt coming out of a game. And all of a sudden they're now being lumped in with the ones that are doing fake wise because it's hurting the ones that are legit injuries.
Honestly, if I were not just the commissioner, but if I were the NFL PA, the NBA PA, the MLB PA, and this is someone that's very much pro sports betting. You guys know this. If I were those players' associations, I would be requesting the league to work with the sports betting partners to limit / get rid of player props. And this is someone that loves betting on player props. That, because think about it, if I'm a player in the league right now, especially the NBA, and I actually have a real injury, Bink, that I leave in the second quarter for. Now the assumption from a lot of people, because we've opened Pandora's box here, is going to be that, well, is he actually hurt? Or is he trying to screw me on my bet tonight? That is going to be what fans think. So if I'm an NBA player, I would want to go as the NBA PA to the league and to sports betting partners and say, I don't want you letting us bet on unders. I wouldn't want that to be the case because people are going to think something's going on.
100%, you're right, but people are just not trusting anything and not believing anything, right? Just look at the Chiefs, for example. Look at how many people think it's fake officiating. It's always going towards the Chiefs. But yet it happened all the time in that Detroit-Tampa Bay game, right? And then all of a sudden people are like, well, the Buccaneers are getting screwed in this game. Well, the officiating sucks. But I'm saying is there's a distrust, a made-up story, a real distrust of what's going on. So that's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to continue to be. You all right over there, Bink?
Oh, that's man's doing.
They were, Fesco and them were just making some faces over there. But look, I think someone says, hey, just don't bet on player props. Look, that's for if you are somebody that.
It's fun, though.
It is fun. But look, until they potentially have some more restriction, if you're somebody that thinks now that everything is rigged and set up, well, the simple thing is just don't bet. right? That's the simple part of it. If you actually think every single time now you're watching it's rigged, then don't bet. But I totally get anybody, especially on a day like today, that thinks, you know, there are player props that are fishy and all that. I will just say this, just because you lose a bet now does not mean that it's all rigged against you. That's all I would say. Like, that'd be the only thing. What do you think the overarching solution is to all this? Is there a solution? Look, sports betting's not going away in this country, okay? Like, the states are not going to now reverse course in 35, 40 states, whatever it is now, are not going to all just ban sports betting. Not happening. Some of you wish that'll happen. I can promise you that's not happening. We're way past that. However, I focus in on the player props, and I think that is where we're going to see legislation and other limitations. And I totally understand why.
Yeah, it's at risk down through the player props. Doing the under is something you could still do if you just have the under available. The over, that's the risky one.
The opposite. Unders are what can be manipulated. Exactly, overs can't be manipulated.
Well, overs can too, to some extent.
No, because if I'm Terry Rozier and I'm playing a game, I can tell you.
Well, he shoots an extra 10 shots. I mean, that can happen.
No, see, that's where I'll disagree. I disagree on that part of it. It is way easier to rig an under than an over. Bing,
but coaches can. Because coaches can give the ball to a certain person.
The
at
player
a certain time.
Has to make the shot still, Bink.
But that, or touchdowns, you give it to a certain player over another one, that's who you have to score in touchdowns.
Still has to score a touchdown.
It could be manipulated more through coaching on the over.
Yeah, I disagree.
The prop bets, I agree with you on that, but they are fun. But that's the one thing in legislation you could do.
I think
both sides can be
manipulated. Gold's right. It's easier to manipulate the unders, but I get where you're going with it. Where Terry Rozier's like, nah, man, give me the ball, and I'm going to shoot 30 shots tonight because I'm getting those 10 threes.
He can.
Or acting like his teammates are just going to be like, oh, cool, man, no problem.
There are guys who just ball hog.
For Terry Rozier?
No, it's not, you're rigging your chances of winning, essentially, not the bet. Where if you're rigging a bet, you can do the unders to win the bet.
I get it's easy to do, Alex.
The unders is where the problem is. If I am an NBA player, and again, we're really talking about the NBA here because it's just way easier to manipulate than any other sport. It just is, because you can bet on points, rebounds, assists. Like, if I'm involved in this scheme, like allegedly Terry Rozier is, and I've got all these other individuals that I'm telling before the game, hey, I'm gonna leave the game doing an injury. Two quarters into the game, okay, the second quarter of the game, and I tell you, bet on my under points, rebounds, assists. If I leave for an injury, I can dictate that as the player. I can easily dictate that. If I tell you before the game, I'm going to make 7 threes tonight, I can't guarantee that. I may not make the damn shot.
But you can dictate assist. Instead of taking the shot, you're just dishing it off.
But your teammate has to also make the shot.
Of course they do. But instead of taking the shot, you're like, hey, I'll just give it to somebody else.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I just firmly believe.
Yours is easier.
That's all I'm arguing. Yeah, yeah, like it is way easier for
way
me
easier.
If I'm involved in a scheme to tell you I'm not going to do something than I am going to do something.
It can't happen the other way.
Sure, I guess it's not impossible, but I can't tell you my over-under is 19.5 points. You know how many players would love to guarantee they're going to score over 20? They can't. People would be, if it was that easy, then we'd be talking about a completely different sport. I can't promise you I'm scoring over 20. I can promise you I'm not scoring 20, though. I can make sure. I got 19 points with 5 minutes to go in the game. I can make sure I never take a shot
of
the game.
You don't think major league managers can dictate a player's strikeouts? If six strikeouts is plus 270 or something, and five strikeouts right at plus 120, and you pull them out of the game. I'm just saying that can happen. Like a guy having five strikeouts, he gets pulled out of the game, so he can't.
But you
get
also,
the
you also can't.
You open yourself up with that with all sports.
Well, everybody's going to have any conspiracy. Yeah. That's why this whole thing's a mess for the leagues, because what you just said, like any random person can come up with a theory they think that something's rigged. I mean, that's not a new
concept.
I'm
just saying that's a coaching aspect with the players. That can't happen.
Yeah.
Because clearly we saw a coach get nailed from it.
Anything can happen. I mean, that's what today's all about, is that the theories you're throwing out there, everybody can throw out there now, because it is now shown that, at least in a different atmosphere, that something can be fixed. And
people
so,
are always, everything's rigged stage now.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like, people were doing that before today, but today is a day in which you have a little more credence behind it, admittedly. I can't argue that. I'm just saying I don't think now that every single aspect of sports we watch is rigged. And some people will take that stance, and that's fine. I will say today, sports betting, what I mentioned with Terry Rozier and how they caught him, and Cody and I always argue about this back and forth, and I don't know where your stance is. My stance still is, for those that say this is only happening now, that sports wagering is legal, I push back on that because, one, we know in the NBA in particular, there was gambling scandals before legalized sports wagering. Hell, we know the Black Sox stuff, that was way before legalized sports betting. The
college teams have been involved in point shaving long before this.
Right. So I always push back on that. And some people say I get defensive about it, and I probably do because I think it's incorrect. Scandals are not happening more now just because sports betting is legal. You know how they caught Terry Rozier? Because a third party that the leagues and the sports books pay have algorithms that detect irregularities. What was this exact scenario I just mentioned? Unexpected surge of bets, 30 wagers in 46 minutes, totaling $13,759 on unders, points, rebounds, assists. That's going to cause people's, you know, alarm bells to go off. In fact, computers' alarms to go off. That's what I'm saying. If you're betting in Costa Rica with, you know, name your offshore company, Bovada or whoever, everybody that's bet before knows those names, they don't have the same things in place. The FBI can't go that direction as much as they can with this. Whereas your FanDuel, DraftKings, etc. And if I make a bet on FanDuel and I just made my account today, guys, and randomly I'm deciding to bet on first half Norfolk State to cover in a basketball game, $5,000. That's sketchy. That's weird. You just made. And wait, now Drew's account's doing that too. Now Bink's account's doing that too. Alarm bells go off when that happens. That's something that they could not detect 8 years ago.
So I think to the question of, or to the point of everybody saying everything is rigged and all of that stuff, I think sports gambling has its role in why it's become such a thing. And that's not like, again, it's not that it's, that's just how people take it. But I think because of the promotion of it, because of the, of this is brought to you by this, it feels like the, and it's not the sports book's fault or anything like that necessarily. I don't think it's just people rely. They bet so much that they just fall on the, and we use odds so much. The odds are popped up on the screen all the time that if something doesn't go right, then it's rigged. That's, I think the gambling tie-in to how we view sports is causing people to just fall on, well, it's rigged. Well, it's not rigged. And it's just become not a disaster of sports conversation, but it feels like that's, we don't actually talk about the game as much as we do. Well, it's rigged because of this and because all of this other stuff. And that's, I think, partially because of the promotion of gambling and how we've how we see it all of the time. Like how the Portland Trailblazers, no pun intended with this whole story, they have an odds person who, during games for the local broadcast, will talk about the odds and analytics side of things and live odds of betting during the broadcast of the games.
We see it in NFL games. I mean, Sunday Night Football has, we'll update that. I think it's separate from the sports betting probe today by the FBI with Terry Rozier, but what you're arguing is more the advertising aspect of it. And
as to why it's rigged. Yeah.
And it's in people's faces. And we've discussed on this show, I think you're going to see, unrelated to today, because I think it's a separate conversation, to me, you're going to see a pullback nationwide. I don't know if it has to come at the federal level or the state level on the advertising components and how you advertise sports betting. Similar to, and this was well before I was born, but similar to how there was a pullback on cigarette commercials, like, you know, the Marlboro Man commercials and stuff. Like, we don't see those on TV anymore, right?
Or there's a reason.
Like, I think you're going to have, in a way, like warning label-ish type stuff, if that makes sense, right? Like,
no, 100%.
I think you're going to, now, I think it's still going to be involved in sports broadcasting very heavily. I don't think that's going away, guys. But the fact that every commercial is this or that, or I think that will be something nationwide there's going to be more of an emphasis on. But I think that's completely unrelated to today.
Well, where do you come out with this, though? The Lakers, Raptors, Hornets, Trailblazers. Speaking of Trailblazers, where teams bet on using inside.
And the Lakers.
Raptors, Hornets, and Trailblazers bet on using insider information in the gambling. That could come from anywhere, the insider information.
Clear up that what you just said, though, for a second. Just clear up what you said, because
I said the Lakers, Raptors, Hornets, Trailblazers were teams bet on.
There you go.
Not that they did anything. Yeah, they were bet on using insider information. That could have come from anywhere. Could have come from a disgruntled player. Could have come from a training staff, a broadcast. It could have come from anywhere. But there were four teams that were bet on using insider information. Now the question is, where did this inside information come from? Was it a player? Was it a trainer? Was it them? But anyway, four teams now involved. And this is the tip of the iceberg. This is why four teams mentioned here. Could be a lot more.
Yeah, this all initially, the news today, if you're just turning in to the show or tuning into the show, sorry, and I mean, it's everywhere. This is not just a sports talk radio thing today. It was on the lead. It was one of the leads on Good Morning America. I mean, it's a national story today. Again, the FBI announced 30 plus people were arrested today involved in, on one hand, a illegal poker scheme, allegedly involving criminal enterprises and
separate
organized crime.
Deals, yeah. Separate deals.
But the link is the same crime family. You've got an NBA head coach, an active one involved on the legal poker side. You've got a current NBA player and a current NBA assistant involved on the sports betting side of things and potentially rigging player under bets or over under bets. That's where we're at today. We're going to talk plenty more about this throughout the show. I mean, I could talk for 4 hours about it today. To me, it's fascinating. It's also, again, worst case scenario for the sports leagues today, and we'll see what the trickle down effect is. But this all stems from Jontay Porter. Remember, 2 years ago, I think it's been at this point, he was initially involved, and then that investigation brought them to today. And so the question will be, what else now stems? Who else talks now? And do they find out there's other people involved? I mean, Gilbert Arenas was arrested like a year or so ago for allegedly setting up illegal poker games as well, high-level poker games. I mean, this is not a new concept of what is going on. We'll see where this all goes today, but we'll get back to
that. Our NBA PR has been able to move away from the poker thing. So,
yeah,
honestly, with Chauncey Billups, I can see him trying to move away from that deal really quickly.
All right, coming up next, let's talk a little bit about the Chiefs. We'll get into some football, and Rashee Rice's return last week, what it means for his future contract and what that could look like. Bink's got some thoughts on that. We'll get to it right here on
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cody and Gold. All right, just getting started here on a Thursday. It's Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Drew Nixon with you, Jay Binkley in for Cody today. We're about a half hour away from being joined by Danan Hughes, former Chiefs wide receiver. We'll talk a little bit about what we're discussing right here in a second, which is Rashee Rice, and also look ahead to Chiefs Commanders. You guys can always text in. A lot of text, obviously, on the first segment of the show there involving the sports betting scandal, the illegal poker scheme today with the FBI arresting multiple individuals involved with the NBA. 29 other individuals as well. 913-586-7966.
I want to say something because you're not going to say it, so I'll say it.
Okay.
If there's one person in the city that follows gambling, going to, you know, Topeka, following Missouri, what's going on, it's been Alex Gold. He's been following this since the beginning in both states, and it's his field. And when he rambles about this, it's perfect for him to be on Fesco in the morning with his normal segment. But Alex pays attention to this. This is not just Alex talking about this. This is something like he knows. I would say he's an expert in his field as far as media in this town when it comes to sports gambling.
I appreciate that, Bing. I'm obviously very passionate about it.
I'm just giving you credit because you're that guy in this town. That's your niche, and that's what you do, and this is what you're good at. This is the perfect show to listen to for this because of your knowledge of this.
I appreciate that. Yeah, look, we'll get back into it. I'm obviously passionate about it. It's no secret.
You also give me bad betting advice.
That's right. Sometimes. Sometimes.
But with the Chargers.
I'm an advocate for it. It's no secret. So I don't try to hide behind that in terms of when we have these conversations.
It is
obviously a huge story and not a great thing for anybody involved in sports betting today. But I was just trying to emphasize, just because somebody doesn't hit your bet tonight does not mean it's rigged. That's all. Anyway, all right, let's talk about Rashee Rice.
You mean like officiating the Chiefs? It's rigged.
Yeah. Let's talk about Rashee Rice. You and I were talking off air yesterday. You were in the building yesterday afternoon a little bit about Rashee Rice. And of course, he made his return last week. We once again saw the offense really does run through him. He had 7 catches on 14 routes run, had the 2 touchdowns. We know what the offense looked like last year, the first 3 or 4 weeks, when he was the focus of it as well. And because of his off the field issues and the injury, is there a chance that they end up getting a fairly team friendly deal at the end of the season? Because heading into last week, we had the conversation on this show that to me, he's already a top 20 receiver. The question is, and for his finances moving forward, by the end of the year, is he viewed as a top 10 or top 15 wide receiver?
Here's what we have to look at Rashee Rice. His rookie year was the year that Puka was in his class. Puka, the 3rd, 5th round selection of the Rams, but he led the NFL in receptions and yards. Number 2 was Rashee Rice. Also, Rashee Rice was going to be one of the top receivers in the National Football League last year if he wasn't hurt in game 4. He was trending that direction. And we saw that graphic, right? The first 20 games, he has more yards and touchdowns than both Kelce and Tyreek Hill did in their first 20 games. So the first 20 games played, and we know what happened with Tyreek. He's playing a lot of special teams at first, and they moved the packages. I'm just saying his production has been more than those guys in his first 20 games. Now, the NFL in the CBA, one of the rules they put, I think it was back in 2011, is first-round picks, we know they have the 5th-year contract. But beyond the first round, it's a 4-year deal. But you can give a guy a contract extension after 3 accrued years in the NFL. Hence, 2025 was a 2022 draft class. You could start paying him. Brock Purdy, 7th-round pick, was given the money in 2025 for an extension. The 49ers waited. They gave him the money before his contract was expired because he wasn't on a 5-year deal. He was on a 4-year deal because he was a 7th-round pick. And we hear all this talk, you know, with Trey Smith when they paid him and, you know, the tag that he had. And then you think about Karloftis, who, by the way, was in that 2022 draft class as well, albeit has a 5th-year option, but they went ahead and extended him now, just like Purdy in 2025 when he's part of the 22 draft class. 26, Rashee Rice comes up for that. Still a 4-year contract, still a year early, but you can't extend him at that point. I just think when you look at Rashee Rice, quarterbacks always have their guys. They always have their trusted guys. And for years, that's been, you know, Kelce and Mahomes. It's been Kelce and Mahomes, that trusted guy has. Well, Kelce probably going to ride off into the sunset after this year, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
So yes. Rashee Rice, who's going to be the guy? And I understand there's a big connection being built with Xavier Worthy at this point, but you don't have to worry about that at this point. But you look at these great quarterbacks, you know, Duper, Clayton, Marino, you know, Harrison, and Reggie Wayne with Peyton Manning. These guys all had their guy. Jerry Rice, Joe Montana, and Steve DeBerg. You always have your guy. And you look at the Rice connection, and then Jesse Newell-Lestar, who covers the Chiefs, put it out that, you know, that second touchdown of Rice was a product of working out in the offseason with Patrick Mahomes. We all know Rashee Rice, a big part of Camp Pat and whatever. But when I see that, you see a connection between that quarterback and receiver, and you can find it with different teams. Obviously, Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, even more so than T. Higgins. But every quarterback, good quarterbacks have that dude. And I look at Rashee Rice as that guy for Mahomes. Now, he's already had the suspension. So if he goes out into the free agent world, you got that already against you. And they will use that against you. Teams will use that against you. You've already had six games. You've already been nailed by the NFL once. He had the injury that he bounced back from. Because he had twofold with the partially torn PCL. So he had both things going against him. So that's two knocks in that situation where teams will use it against you. It's not as nasty as arbitration in baseball and what goes on with teams. But it does bring his value down. So I'm thinking you can get a top 10 receiver for a top 25 or top 30 market in the NFL money. Rashee Rice has obviously had to spend a lot of money. The legal's not cheap. His legal defense is not cheap.
I think a $1 million civil settlement, if I'm not mistaken.
And he's making second round money. I'm just saying, I'm not saying the Chiefs could, you know, screw him over getting a great deal, because he's been loyal to the Chiefs and they've been extremely loyal to him. It's gone both ways in that situation. I just think you don't hear Rashee Rice's name. We always hear McDuffie and everybody else, but you don't hear the one guy that goes with the guy that moves this team, and that's
Patrick
Mahomes.
And that's because of the reasons you just brought up, though, right? I mean,
I get that. I'm just saying you can get him cheaper than you normally
could. I think there's
a
real pot. If he makes it through healthy the rest of the year, and hopefully he does, and if he produces the way I think you and I both think he will produce the remainder of this season, then it will be a really interesting conversation. And I would agree that if they are interested in keeping him, and I think they will be, that they could get, quote unquote, a team friendly deal because of some of the circumstances. But I get to this point in time, if you're asking, like, why is he not talked about the same way that McDuffie is in this organization, is because he hadn't played in 387 days until last Sunday.
He'll have the three seasons, though, after this year. That's why it'll be a topic.
Absolutely. Bing, I'm with you. It'll be a topic, and in all likelihood, they will discuss it. I'm just saying, if you're asking, why is he not viewed in the same realm as McDuffie and these other... One, McDuffie is a top five player at his position, top three.
I get that, but also, I'm just saying his name will start being mentioned heavily.
And also because he hadn't played football in over a year. I mean, you have to be available. And so he has to prove that he can get through this season healthy, for starters. Then potentially, if they don't do anything this coming offseason, he has to prove, can he get through another offseason to be two in a row of not having any off-the-field issues. So I don't know if I'm in a rush to do it this offseason if I'm Kansas City, because I got to get the McDuffie deal done. But whenever they work on a deal with Rice, if everything else goes well, I do think they will get what is viewed as a team-friendly deal for a couple reasons, and he might be willing to sign quicker because of the financial implications that he is dealing with due to his own mistakes.
It's kind of like, you know, Karlaftis with Trey Smith. You know, they just gave Trey Smith all the money and Karlaftis was thrown in. That was kind of a surprise. Yeah. Hey, they re-upped George Karlaftis that situation. I think Rice comes kind of into that deal. I can see a deal with McDuffie, then a deal with Rashee Rice after that. I'm not a huge fan of second contracts, especially the receivers, because we know their value. And the draft is full of great receivers. We see that all the time with teams. Look at Torrey Horton with the Seahawks. He got like four touchdowns now. He's a fifth-round pick.
Yeah.
I mean, these receivers are coming out from anywhere. I mentioned Puka. It was a fifth-round pick, the third fifth-round pick selection of the Rams. This happens. I'm not a huge fan of, you know, re-upping that contract to $30 million and see what you got at that point, or, you know, pay T. Higgins like the Bengals did and have Juju have basically the same stats that he has. That's a concern. And that should be a concern.
Yeah, but Bink,
I knew that would get Drew going.
Bink, if you can lock in Rashee being a top 10, 15 wide receiver, which he was on pace to do last year, you pay him. You pay him the money. When he's that good, because all this time we've talked, because the last 2 years we've seen Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney, Envy, whatever it is, you pay Rashee Rice that money. It doesn't matter because he's that good. You don't want to have to go through the process of, well, we hope this guy works out who we drafted in the second round, but you landing what could end up being a top 10 wide receiver, 15 after the year's done, and just looking at where he was at last year before getting injured and already what he's done in the one game that he's played, you pay a guy like that.
No, you do. And I mentioned T. Higgins, who had a good game this last game, but he's got 24 for 316. Juju Smith-Schuster, 22 for 260. Not a huge difference there.
I mean, what?
And Juju's actually ahead of him before the last game.
Let's assume best.
Yeah, we're talking about the number one wide receiver on the Chiefs, which is Rashee Rice. Well, I mean,
it's not
Xavier Worthy that
I'm just
talking
about. When you throw money at people, which I'm not a huge advocate, I would have let T. Higgins walk, to be quite honest with you. I would have worked on Trey Hendrickson a little bit more, and then we came back this year, but that's what I would have done. Especially with running backs, I just see Rashee Rice in a different situation. Not a huge advocate of the second contract. With him, I am because I see that connection with Mahomes. It's like his dude, his guy.
Let's assume best case scenario for a second. Okay, Rice makes it through healthy. He has a type of season the rest of the way that would have put him on pace, let's call it, for 1,100 yards or 1,200 yards. Okay, I know he's not going to get there, but let's just say that's the pace he ends up on the rest of the year and multiple touchdowns and all that. And it's post-February, hopefully the Chiefs have played in the Super Bowl, all that. What do we actually think the contract would look like? Let's assume the Chiefs are interested in that scenario because everything worked out. I mean, Terry McLaurin just got 3 years, $96 million, and he's, what, 5 years older? 6 years older, at least? I don't know the exact break. I think it's 5 or 6 years older than Rashee Rice. I mean, even on a team-friendly deal, that extension would still be north of $90-plus million. Like, you're not, like, let me be clear. When we talk team friendly, I don't think you're saying this. You're not getting Rashee Rice on a 3-year extension for $50, $60 million. No. I mean, this thing would still be a $90-plus million extension.
No, it would be. And keep in mind, the salary cap kind of surprised the Chiefs. It was supposed to be around $270 million. It ended up being a little bit more, what, $279 million were the salary cap. So the team's got about an extra $9 or $10 million than what they thought they were going to get when they did their projections for what it's going for. But we see the streaming rights and everything else, what they're doing now in the more international games. They're getting more money, so this becomes more feasible. That's honestly why I think George Karloftis got the deal right with Trey Smith.
Yeah, someone said Terry McLaurin is different. He never had any legal issues and all that, and that's fair. Terry McLaurin has been a model citizen by all accounts in D.C., but McLaurin's also 30 years old is what I would push back. And remember, that was the whole contract dispute for Terry. He got ended up getting a 3-year extension for $96 million. Now, I don't remember the guarantees. I don't have that in front of me, Bink, the actual guarantees on McLaurin's deal. So it's not 90. Of course, it's not fully guaranteed 3 for 96. But as much as I believe the team friendly because of the legal and the injury stuff is real, if he makes it through the rest of this year and puts up massive numbers and is healthy, I don't think the team friendly discount is like what's the realistic discount he's getting. He's not signing a 3-year extension for only like $70 million, guys. That's not happening.
No, it's not going to be that kind of hometown discount.
It's going to be at least the Terry McLaurin.
Well, I just think, because look at
something like 4 for 120.
Look at last year. Trey Smith
crossing over 100 million.
Yeah.
Trey Smith got paid on what, July 15th? And then George Karloftis' deal, what, July 20th? 5 days separated there. Okay. So that was just thrown in. And to be honest with you, did you look at George Karloftis kind of being a team-friendly deal? Because it really
it's going
like
to
it.
Be. It's going it, to be in about totally, 2 years.
It looked like a real team-friendly deal for the Kansas City Chiefs when he got it. Because if he performs still like does. I thought he could perform, he'd go on that open market. Edges get a ton of money in the open market. I felt that was a good deal for the Chiefs, what they got with George Karloftis. But again, those deals came within 5 days of each other. And I think a big part of that was the extra $10 million every team got.
Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll talk more about Rashee Rice with Dane and Hughes, maybe how he projects the future for Rice. And we will talk about Terry McLaurin and the Commanders, because it looks like Terry McLaurin is going to be back in this game. I know there's no Jaden Daniels. That was the news yesterday that broke during the show. But it seems like Debo and Terry McLaurin are back. What does that mean for the Chiefs defense? Kansas City up to 12.5-point favorites. By the way, I know as we were talking sports betting, I still will throw that in.
We could talk about the pass. They're actually number two in the NFL in running. So that's actually what they should concentrate on.
Bill with Kroski Merritt?
Yeah, the Commanders as a team are number two in the NFL in rushing.
Sports Talk on 96.5 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. If you were listening yesterday, you noticed Drew was gone. He wasn't on the show. We had JT filling in. Drew, we joked that was hungover from his birthday, Bink, the night before. He was putting out on Instagram. He was doing Papa Shot. It looked like he bought some new clothes because he took a selfie with a shirt on, thank goodness. He took a selfie from what appeared to be a dressing room at a department store or something like that. Was it? Am I right on that?
Yes.
Okay, so you got some new clothes. Typical birthday was good. And so I said, I thought you were hungover. And then we remembered, oh, yeah, we sent you The station sent you to Big 12 basketball media days yesterday. Yeah. How was that?
It was really good. If you want to, you can check. I think we've got some videos up on our social outside of just me chewing a ball or me.
Oh, yeah.
With
was that
puppies.
One take? Cody wanted me to ask you. So there was a video Kramer put up of you. It was not quite pop a shot, but it was definitely a smaller basketball goal. You had a microphone on. You're wearing some nice dress clothes, it looked like. And you shot a basket and you swished it. Cody's convinced that was take 3, 4, or 5.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. That was, dude, it was, you know, and it wasn't just me. Everybody was having trouble making the shot with those okay. basketballs.
What about your Clark Kellogg barbecue conversation?
Oh, yeah. Clark was awesome, man. He is a very, very nice individual, was kind enough to take some time, not just ask him about the barbecue stuff, but obviously about some of the stuff around college basketball, too. But that was the big thing is, you know, trying to get a bunch of athletes' thoughts on the plates. Got AJ DeBonsa's thoughts on it. Try to get Darren Peterson. I don't think he fully understood my question.
Wasn't the question just what would you have on your barbecue plate?
Yes. But
you know Darren, you just got drawn in Darren to the biggest faux pas of any media in Kansas City. Ask him about the damn barbecue.
Well, in fairness, this is the thing.
I'm serious, though.
So, no, you're right, though, but it turned into more, though. So, for instance, one of the first people who I talked to about it was PJ Haggerty, of course, new Kansas State point guard.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hey, you know, you're in Kansas City, obviously known for barbecue. What's on your plate? So he answered. He gave his answer, and then somebody followed him and said, "Is it better than Memphis barbecue?" And he said, "No, I'm gonna have to go with Kansas City." So shout out to Kansas City. It's better than Memphis, according to PJ Haggerty. So
but it happens to everybody. It happened to Terrell Suggs when he signed with the Chiefs. It happened to Sammy Watkins.
Christian Anderson
barbecue,
at Texas Tech said that Texas barbecue is better.
I'm not surprised. He's also in Texas.
But Drew's 30. Drew's 30.
Yeah, I am 30. He also said, I don't know if you guys have heard of this. He said cheese filled sausage.
So like a smash burger, but sausage? I've heard of it. I don't think I've ever had it.
I never heard of it before, but it sounds good.
Is that barbecue, though?
I don't know if that might be a Texas thing, because Christian Anderson, who plays at Texas Tech, again, he said he likes Texas. He's got to have cheese-filled sausage.
So enough about this. Did you get hammered?
No.
Why not? You just turned 30 once. I'd say act like you've been there before, but you haven't. That's a big deal, man. It's a big turning point. You should have been hammered, man.
Well, one, I knew I had to get up early in the morning to get to Big 12 Media Days. I wasn't just going to black out, you know. I had a good time. It was enjoyable. I had a couple of drinks.
You slamming seltzers?
Enjoyed it yesterday. So, yeah, go check out our social media channels. I think we're going to get to it in the next hour. One common question that we'll get to.
We can talk about here. Yeah.
If you want to get to it here.
Yeah, we can.
There's people were asked about this whole G League thing that's going on and recruiting G League players. So basically, the gist of it, if you haven't heard, Louisville got a player who was with the G League Ignite and is now recruited him to commit to Louisville. He's joining the team, not playing this year. Next year, he'll be eligible.
So wait, somebody was able to play in the G League, which is a step below the NBA, you know, in their world.
It's the minor leagues for the NBA.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the G League, and then now he can go back to college and be recruited and go through the NIL process and everything and play collegiate athletics?
Yeah.
Zero sense.
Apparently it is a thing, and it's driven coaches up a wall a little bit. Since this has been announced, Kelvin Sampson talked about it. All the coaches were asked about it. We've got audio from Bill Self that I can play here in a second for you. Because Bill Self was also asked about the whole concept of it. And I think it's this generalization of nobody knows what the rules actually are.
Because that's the same sport. It used to be baseball. You could go get paid by baseball if you went and played, you know, pro or college football.
Correct.
Because that was a different sport. You could do it. This crosses. This is a weird deal. This is where legislation needs to happen.
I mean,
it's like Diego Pavi's of the world, right? They get these extra years of eligibility. And the bottom line is, now, because of his lawsuit, it erases JUCO. It used to be if you played 2 years of JUCO, you got two more years to play at Division I. And now you got more years of eligibility. It is very hard to find out how much years of eligibility someone has because they can always challenge the court system. It's getting out of control.
You have some like 28-year-old that played in the G League can go back and play college basketball? That just makes zero sense. And the NCAA right now, I guess, doesn't have a way to actually stop that? This player, what's his name again, Drew?
I don't remember the player's
Johnson.
Name, but I know
London Johnson signed a reported two-year, $1.1 million deal to join G League Ignite, which, by the way, that program is now defunct. That team doesn't exist, okay, out of high school. He signed that in 2022. He played in the NBA Academy Africa program before joining the G League, and now he's going to play for Louisville. That just shouldn't be allowed.
It shouldn't be.
They're supposed to go to the NBA academies and then they go to college, which I think is fine, but it's the going to the G League part of it where you're paid, you're under contract and all that stuff. I thought that was something where you forfeit your eligibility at that point.
That's what I thought.
Go pro, quote unquote, or you're getting paid to be in that sort of a setting. Like minor league, that I think, honestly.
Well, Chris Winkie got paid for his baseball player, went back for college.
In minor league baseball, like I wonder now if a guy's not making it in double or single A, he's like, you know what, forget this, I'm going to go back to college. Is that a thing that's possible?
They've got now that's getting brought to the forefront, this is going to have to get cleared up by the NCAA. I mean, if you're Jerome Tang or you're Bill Self, you should be finding out if you feel like you need someone to fill out your roster.
Absolutely.
You should be finding out and calling around G League players about who wants to come back to college. The issue that you run in there where you screw over the current guy you gave a scholarship to, though, is because you've got some 19-year-old kid that thinks he's in line for a role, and then all of a sudden I find out now that I can go sign a 24-year-old that already has played in kind of, I would call, semi-pro basketball. Coming back to college, that's messed up.
And that was Tom Izzo's main point, is he thinks it's embarrassing and it really hurts the true freshmen or the high school kids. This is what Bill Self had to say. This was yesterday at Big 12 Media Days when he was asked about it.
Don't want to knock it from a standpoint that, who knows, we may be recruiting one before it's all said and done. But I got to know the rule better, because I didn't know it was just limited to G League. I thought a guy could get cut in the NBA and be eligible for college. My personal opinion is I have no idea what we're doing. What are we doing? So we're going to go recruit. We're going to call NBA teams and G League teams to find out who would potentially be available, and that's who we're going to recruit now, as opposed to high school kids or even portal kids. And what is the actual rule? Does it have to fit within a 5-year window? Can he go to college first? I don't really understand it well enough to comment too much, other than why wouldn't everybody declare for the draft, and if it doesn't work out, go back to college?
Exactly.
Why, I mean, if it is the way that I think it is, which it may not be because I don't understand it well enough yet, it's going to open up some unintended consequences that we're going to have to deal with for sure.
Exactly. I mean, that point right there from Bill Self at the end, I mean, it's true. If you're a high school kid or you've been in college for 1 year, or whatever, yeah, why the heck wouldn't you? You can go back. You could always go back to college if it doesn't work out.
Well, I like what the NBA said. Remember when you used to declare for the draft, you couldn't go back to college, right? You couldn't do that. But then they opened the camp up where you speculation from players. They say, you're not going to be a first-round pick.
That's fine.
Have to make a decision.
Yeah. And that's fine.
And I like that. That makes sense to me. Let them go through the process. Nope, I think that's perfect.
The NFL.
But you have, I mean, Bill Self, one of the faces of college basketball, admitting – and I'm not saying this is not like a negative for him. It speaks to the ridiculousness of the NCAA. Tom Izzo saying the same thing. These are some of the biggest coaches and prominent figures in the game, and they are like, we're not sure what the rule is. That's not on them. That speaks to the greater issue of college basketball and the NCAA. I mean, these guys know what the hell they're doing. They've had all kinds of success, and yet they're even like, wait a second, we can do this?
I think that people are texting in, well, isn't college consider pro already, all this other stuff. I still think there's levels to it where the NCAA, like, these schools are still tied to the NCAA and all these other things. They're not tied to the NBA, where I think, look, if all of a sudden all these programs left and they just joined as a part of the NBA and it became a minor league thing, then of course. But right now there's still that distinction between college and pro. Even though you can get paid to play in college, there's still, I think, that designation where, like, if you, like Bill brought up the, If you get cut by an NBA team, you can come back. I think that's insane to think about. But I understand why, maybe not in the same sport, but like, for instance, I guess one example is J.R. Smith. Played in the NBA for a long time. He retired, he still had his college eligibility because he came straight out of high school. He went to play golf in college. I know it's a different sport, but I wonder if that's the gray area where you can get away with it. Like, I'm not saying LeBron's going to do this, but if somebody goes to, let's say somebody goes to college and they play a couple years in the NBA, it doesn't work out, and all of a sudden they're like, you know what, I can go back to college and I can play, but they're 26 or 27. Like, is there an age limit? That was another thing that Tom Izzo brought up.
There has to be
an age limit where, look, guy, if you're 25, sorry, you can't play college basketball anymore because to your point, Gold, you're ruining it for the high school kids and the portal kids. Where do you even recruit those guys anymore? If you can get NBA talent to come and play at your school, that's where coaches are going to lean.
And I understand that NIL has blurred the lines of all this. The NCAA, like we always say, like we've joked about student athletes, you know, give me a break at this point in time for these high level programs.
Yeah.
So we've always said, well, if you're getting paid, is it professional basketball and all that? That's the lines are blurred. But as it's currently still viewed, I guess, by the coaches and by the NCAA, at least, is that the G League is essentially semi-pro basketball, and then you're going back to an amateur sport. Now, I know we could all dispute and debate, like, it's not really amateur basketball anymore at NCAA. They still view it as that?
Yeah, that's the question.
And that's where the complication comes in, because I still think the G League would be semi-pro, and then I'm going back to college sports with a separate. The issue is now we are treating college sports like it is a semi-professional thing, and so what should actually be allowed? But the coaches don't even know the rule, so therefore, once again, the NCAA is not actually in charge and doing what they should do. Yep. We can get back to this later. I know a lot of texts are coming in on that. Up next, let's get back to the NFL, though. Danan Hughes, former Chiefs wide receiver, going to join the show. We'll talk to him about Rashee Rice. We'll look ahead to the Commanders game right here on Cody and Gold.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.